You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. I'm Adam.
And I'm Phil. Okie dokie, pig in a pokey or something.
Yeah, it's not that. That was off a League of Gentlemen, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was definitely stolen. I'm not going to take credit for it. Hello and welcome. It's another show, another drink.
Another dreary podcast. God knows why you guys listen to it.
Yeah, if you're onto this one now, episode
five,
then...
Unless it's six and we put Martin through the
sort of you might want to maybe get some friends.
Friends. I wish we had friends.
Yeah, if not, I wouldn't be stuck in here doing this. So we'll get straight on with the important business. One, because I want to get some food in us because I'm starving. So this one has been found at the back of my cupboard.
You had this in your cupboard?
I had this in for ages.
Did you get it for Christmas or something?
I got it when I bought it when I had poorer times.
When you had poorer
times. It is a can of Badger's Tanglefoot. It's legendary.
It's legendary. It's legendary Tanglefoot.
Like so Thor and them sort of things.
What does it come in? It comes in a 500ml can.
Yeah, you normally do this, but you're far better at it. Tasting notes says that it...
Does it have the word soil in it?
You've been very judgmental
before
you drank
it. But yeah, drank it. It is 5%, I can see in the small print.
Yeah, it's 2.5 units. Let's
and it's Countryside Ales brewed in Dorset.
So
it comes from Cider Country.
Cider Country. So it might taste like cider. Oh, we've got different types of glasses this week, the two of us.
We do.
We are wanting to...
We can get a hearty mouthful of this stuff.
Yeah, what we're wanting to do...
I'm just knacking the microphone.
Is do a range of beers, and we realise that so far we've basically done very...
Craft-oriented
little breweries. We're never going to do Carlsberg, I don't think.
Well, I think maybe we should do. Look, this is about booze in general. It's not just about beer, it's about all sorts. So maybe we should do a shit lager special.
Us two have a massive fight.
A massive fight. We might need a wife as well.
Right, it smells... You can smell a bit malt to it, can't you?
Yeah.
I've got a lot more head than you. Colour...
You like head, though.
Is,
It's an ambery kind of...
Yeah, it's an amber colour.
It's very well chilled.
Yes, it's well chilled. It's been in my fridge for... It is indeed. We did check that before drinking it.
I normally have to check that on beer.
Well, I don't.
Is it indeed? You don't normally, but you have to check this one.
Well, yeah, because if we're tasting this and it was out of date, then we'd be misinforming the people out there. We don't want to give misinformation.
C, light copper, golden, amber. That's spot on correct. Smell, fruity,
well,
scented hop.
I've tasted it now. It's not offensive. It doesn't taste of much.
Taste, crisp, sweet, spicy overtones.
There's no spice there.
No. I mean, it's a summer day drink. It's not the... Out of all the kind of traditional ale side of things, this is a summer.
Well, the thing is, it's in a can. It's very cheap. That's why I bought it. It was at a time when I didn't have much money. I looked at my bank account, and the numbers in the red were far, far exceeding how much they should be. So I got a 4 can of them, drank 3 of them, one of them left, and then I got paid and went for other stuff.
Is this your life story?
Yes. Well, I'm explaining. You know, there's a context of why I bought this style of beer that I wouldn't normally
drink. Where do you
think
you bought it from?
Tesco's, Morrison's. It was in a pack of four.
A pack of four.
It was about £4 or something like that. It was just above £1 a can.
You could probably drink quite a few of this in summer. It's not offensive. It's not amazing. But it's not awful.
There's bits in mine.
There's bits in yours. Do you normally get bits in this?
I don't think in this sort of beer you tend to get bits.
Do you think it was a clean glass?
Yes, it came out of my dishwasher. My dishwasher's working at the moment.
We have
paired this with... I'm just getting up at the moment because I've got to serve it. You're going to have to, like, entertain them while I serve.
Should I just be like...
It's a sausage stew with chorizo!
Chorizo sausage stew. Homemade, so you can't buy this in the supermarkets.
There's a recipe somewhere on the internet. I can't remember which one I stole. I might even put it in the show notes, even though I didn't follow it one bit.
Are there like solid bits of sausage in that?
Yeah.
Wow, I was expecting like cut up bits, but no, you've cut whole massive bits of sausage in.
We
know. I love you. You're a brilliant, good mate. It smells very sausagey and...
I don't think serving up food on the radio, it doesn't have the same thing as doing it like when Nigella does it.
Yeah, but she's got nice notes.
It's very sexist. Do I not have nice notes?
No, it's not sexist. You don't have notes. Well, you're starting to get
some. I'm going
to
say, some people would say, well, and it has kidney beans in, so it should be good for you.
Well, that's really nice.
Fucking
odd. Is that fruit?
Fruit? Yes, Adam. I put pineapple in it.
Right,
yes,
potato.
Bob, I put pineapple in it.
It's potato. It could have been like a bit of mango.
He's not very cultured. I would say it's nice because I've made it and he thinks anything's nice, so I wouldn't take anybody's word for it.
Yeah, don't take my judgment for it.
Anyway, should we finish off eating
finish
this?
Finish off this.
Quietly, then, without them.
And then we'll come back and rate the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're back and, well, obviously you know that because of the little ditty, as Bob calls it, has gone off. We're now
that
full.
And we're talking. I mean, we wouldn't be back if we weren't talking.
Yeah. It's strange.
You tell me off the scene and we're back as well.
I know, it's because we've had such a... We've basically just gorged for half an hour. But they don't realise because it's the magic of... And Ben's now...
Ben, you little shit.
Now enjoying the thing. So where were we, people?
Rating Tanglefoot.
Tanglefoot. It's drinkable.
Mm.
On our chart.
See, we've got drinkable and... Above, below average on our scale. I think maybe they should be the other way around. Because I think drinkable should be average.
No, because what I'm saying is you can drink it. Below that, so yes, below that means not very good means you're probably not going to finish it.
Okay.
But drinkable means like means we've finished it. If we don't finish it, it's going to be below. So there's drinkable. So is it drinkable or is it a little bit better than just drinkable?
I think it's a bit better than drinkable.
I think 45?
Yeah, 45.
45, so we'll give this a formal shark 45. It's below average, it's you can drink it.
Yeah.
At the right price point, grab a can, but don't expect the world, I think.
And I think it paired quite well with that food as well.
Yeah, well that was... Part of why I brought it out now, because I didn't want something full-flavoured and then that food taking it away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get on to the next beer.
Beer number two.
Beer two.
Beer two. This is £2.09.
Yeah.
That is 209.
Yeah.
And this is from the Vocation Brewery. It's called Heart and Soul. And it's a session IPA at 4.4%. And it's a 330ml bottle. Can. It's not a bottle. It's a can. And I can't actually get my finger underneath the bottle.
You can't get your finger underneath the bottle.
No. I like these cans because the labels are stuck on.
Oh, so I can put them on my wall.
Yeah, let's not put the price into the beer.
We haven't... Well, I'll put on the Twitter the wall of labels that's the getting developed. And the formal shark... Headquarters.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. Do you want to neck that little bit at the bottom? I don't want it spoiling. It's getting quite a good amount of labels.
Yeah, all of them that I've drank, and it's quite good.
Yeah.
Where did we get this purchased?
From Coppers in Gosforth.
Yeah. Like normal, that's where we tend to go there a lot, because it has a good range. So this is very light in colour.
Very, very pale.
Now, when you smell it, you can definitely smell that signature IPA sort of smell of the craft beer variety of IPA rather than the...
Yeah. So this is from Hebden Bridge.
Hebden Bridge.
Where this brewery's at.
It sounds like the sort of place that you would go for, like a swingers convention, doesn't it?
Unit 8.
Unit 8.
So it's in some sort of industrial estate. It does.
Is anybody out there bothered that it comes from an industrial estate? Was that bit of nugget of information?
Maybe people expect their beer to come from this countryside little cottage where the guy makes his beer with sweating in it and manky feet. Mm. Maybe that's...
Now, that's got a nice flavour to it. Very subtle in the flavour. I was expecting a lot more of a...
Ooh.
Like a hoppy taste, but it's...
It's got that...
A nice mellowness to it.
It's got a good bitterness, a full bitter flavour to it, in terms of, you know, that hoppy bitterness. But the actual flavours underneath are very subtle.
Yeah, very sort of well-rounded.
Yeah.
Like a autumnal gentleman.
It does say on the front that it's got a fruity tropical aroma.
Yeah, I would go with that.
Now, when we went shopping and I bought the other one of these,
yeah,
and I had the IPA,
yeah,
that was really nice. We do need to try that,
right?
Because I think you'll enjoy it.
The problem is when we go to these shops to get these for this show, we then have to get lots of other ones,
yeah,
and then drink them.
So we bought, you know, three for this show and three for the next show.
We're just bragging, aren't we, now?
Yeah. And then we ended up buying about five each.
So what we've done is we've paired this, because it was on for very cheap, is Müller Corner. Delicious Creamy Corner Banana Chocolate Flakes.
Ooh, banana chocolate flakes. No, bananas had chocolate flakes.
And in the spirit of Tesco's and the woman thinking that I was going to lick it off your body.
You're going to lick the lid.
Yeah. When we were going through the cash out, he said something about me having lots of yoghurt and said, well, it'll be fine when I lick it off your body. The woman never looked us in the eyes at all during it. Yeah.
Should I just pour this in, or are you a heathen that likes to dish?
No, I just pour the bugger in.
I've never seen you eat a lot of yoghurt.
I don't normally eat them. Right, they're just cheap yoghurt, because I'm a cheapskate.
Now, we're sharing one yoghurt, so this is about as couple-y as you get.
Yeah, sharing a yoghurt. It was just after that massive meal, I couldn't have ate like a whole yoghurt myself.
That massive meal that only took 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's magic. It is.
Yeah.
It's like when they do like hour-long stews on the telly.
Now, don't drip it all over the place.
Here's the yoghurt with chocolate bits in.
And a bit of banana.
Mm-hmm. We'll see with reviewers, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do they not feel a bit soft to you? Or is it just because...
I think it's because it's in the yoghurt.
It sounds quite nicely.
Yeah.
I might have a bit more of that in a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah.
In terms of beer, it's good. I don't know if it's highly notable. In terms of a drink, it's definitely a session IPA. You could drink it.
Yeah.
But, like most session IPAs, does it stand out as a beer?
Yeah, well, it's one of those ones that is a nice example of something. Goes down easy.
It's got a bit of a liveliness to it.
I'm thinking 66.
I would have said a bit lower than that.
I'm going to compare, because I need to compare and contrast, to be honest.
We do have a timeline.
But I've got to get up.
Not a timeline, a chart on the wall where we've put our other beers.
Yeah, looking at these, because it's not as good as BrewDog IPA, do you think?
No.
I was being very thing. So if you got all excited at that brewery listening, sorry, you're not going to go up as high as...
It is official, some breweries do listen to this podcast.
56, 57, 58?
I'd be 58, I'd be a bit nice.
58. We'll settle on 58. We'll quit stick it once we've finished having our...
Yoghurt
and we've...
Do you want to try it off my nipple? It might taste better.
Oh, you don't have any hairs on your nipples, do you?
So it could taste really nice. Well, I've got one hair on one nipple. I keep shaving it off.
Do you just have one hair on your nipple? That's it?
Well, I don't at the moment. I shaved it off.
Oh, there's a man walking past. Ooh. He looks quite dopey, doesn't he? He's got a dog with a beard.
The dog looks like... He's got a very brown beard. Do you think it looks like other dogs?
Well, of course they do. They all do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that why you've got a cat? So it would bring in bits of mice and stuff.
Oh, that was awful. Then it brought in a mouse the other day and it was running around. And then he caught it alive. So I thought, oh, I'll put it in like a box to take it out. But you're trying to get the mouse out of a cat's mouth. The only way I could think about was shaking it, the cat. Like, gently, to try and get it out.
We're going to give it the shaking cat syndrome.
So basically, I Lennied the mouse.
Dear me.
If you do not get that reference, you are a heathen and should read Mice and Men. Of Mice and Men. And there's also a movie, if you're a heathen as well.
Is there a movie?
Yeah, have you not watched the movie?
No.
Oh, we'll have to do that on a date night.
Oh, yeah, maybe I have. I might have watched it in English class.
Yeah, that's when I watched it. It's a good film. It's a good book.
And yeah, I've watched it because...
Yeah, I remember watching it now.
Just about.
Good.
I don't remember much of my education.
I was going to say...
I'm barely educated.
Back in them days. Back in the good old days.
Right.
When you... How you knobber? Go a bit slow around there. You might kill me cat if it was out.
He's little just shouting at kids. Somebody who's drove past on some little crappy bike. That couldn't hear you. We don't have a window open.
But he might...
We don't have a door open. He probably barely noticed he was sat watching him.
Yeah, but when he might listen to the podcast and then realise he's weird, come around apologetic with some muffins.
Didn't look like the sort of person to be listening to a podcast about, I think, if you alcohol.
If you come around to somebody's house with a good set of muffins,
yeah,
you can apologise for most stuff. Oh, I accidentally slept one in your wipe for last night, but here's some nice blueberry muffins.
Bet your she's got a nice blueberry muffin as well.
No, you don't want to go there with a blueberry muffin, do you?
Do I not?
No, do not.
I've been going wrong all my time.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Ben's come up to say hello. Yeah. One day he'll meow on the podcast.
If he ever meows.
Come on, meow. He does. Crying, keeping us up on a night.
That's it. He doesn't meow when I'm around, because he loves me.
He does sometimes. We're just watching a cat with silence.
Yeah. We'll finish our yoghurt and our beer, and we'll come back for beer number 3, and then probably a podcast roundup. Do we do roundups on
this
show?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We'll have the last 4 shows.
Oh, okay. Should we call them roundups, or should we call them something else?
No, don't call them roundups, because there's an internet show about cars on the YouTube called Retread.
Yeah.
Basically,
they had a Retread roundup.
Yeah. There was, if anybody interested, there was one very good presenter on it. Excellent.
I heard he really liked turbos.
It was called Phil, and he was really good. The rest, they just went on about cars. You would have thought it was a car show or something.
On a car show.
Yeah.
They went on about cars.
Yeah.
Well, I can...
But the producer's good, because he actually listens to this, so we can insult the rest of them, because they don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Or we'll find out if they do when they go stop speaking to us. Why? Well, when you said we only talked about cars.
Well, that's because that's all they do about.
Go on to YouTube if you're like me, and...
And if you don't like him, go on YouTube and just put some angry comments.
Like everybody else does.
Yeah.
He's offensive!
This Phil is very offensive, and he doesn't talk about cars enough.
He looks bald, yeah. He just sings too much.
What have you done to your head?
It's syphilis or something.
You've got more hair on that spot as well.
Oh, no, I've got head syphilis or something.
Head syphilis.
I don't know what it is. I've got a rash on my head that appeared yesterday.
I hope it's not contagious.
And everybody asks us, what is it? It was like, I don't know.
Have
I'm
you
a
burnt
fucking
it? It looks
doctor.
Like a burn.
I wish.
Yeah, it's you. You could have burnt it just by putting your head in the oven.
I'm just trying to think, how would you burn your forehead while having sex? It's like a sex position. You'd have to have your.
I don't know. I'm sure we can figure this one out.
Yeah. What, together?
Yeah. Your head against the headboard.
I suppose. But yeah. Everything, you're going to have to be somebody from behind taking me from behind, aren't there?
Or you could be trapped in something by accident and they're just going at it. You're not using your imagination here.
You can tell. Let's get on to beer number 3.
We'll come back to beer number 3.
Beer number 3.
So this one is from... Coppers again. It was $3.99. Thought I nearly dropped it there. For a 330ml bottle. Now the guy in the shop did recommend this. He said it was really good. So, hopefully. It's from Buxton Brewery. It's called Triple. And it's 9%. What does it say what kind of beer it is?
A wet one.
I don't know, but it's labelled like a Belgian beer. It's got a very kind of Belgian-y style label.
I think it just looks like it's a printed label to me, but he must be the label connoisseur. Come on, are you going to speak, Ben?
Ben's not going to speak, he doesn't like you.
You might go, hello everybody out there in the internet. Why are you listening to these morons drinking beer? You pouring that really dodgily.
Oh, piss off.
So I've got now, so it's very light in colour. You were right, it smells like Belgium-y sort of like...
Oh, I've got this shit from the bottom.
That sort of smell. Ooh,
it's got a very kind of...
Ben's liking the corner.
Yeah. It's got a very kind of, nearly fruity kind of...
Smell, yeah.
Yeah. Very light. It's an amber colour. I mean, yours is less cloudy than mine. Mmm. That screams Belgian to me.
Yeah. 9% and you could drink a lot of that.
That is nice. Is that descriptive enough for a podcast? 9% and you can drink a lot of that. That's nice.
Depends if you're in there or not. I'm trying to... Of the underlining... Is it because we had something that tasted banana-y beforehand? Or does it have
I don't know. It says it's derived from a common ancestor. The... Padda's beer, this beer, and the others in its family explore and celebrate the wonders and grand traditions of brewing in Belgium. So, says it's Belgian.
So your label looking at was right?
Woo. Because they're very... normally they're very kind of sparse and the colours, they're not exciting like the previous ones.
What are you doing behind me? Playing with his toy.
It's natural, unfiltered, unpasteurised product. And that's all it's really saying. Other than it's brewed in Buxton.
I once went to Buxton.
Did you?
The big thing is they could do Buxton water and you can go like to a well and drink it. So everybody's queuing up. So like the idiot I was, I queued up and drank it. It was bloody warm. It's better in the supermarket where it's like cold. So if you're going to get Buxton water when you're in Buxton, go to the pound shop and pay a pound and get it chilled.
And get it chilled.
It's much nicer than warm. Or go there on a winter's day, it might be cold.
Or just drink water from your normal tap.
Well, some people don't like doing that. So it should have...
Why don't they like drinking water from a tap?
So, but I wonder if it does have like the Buxton water in it, or if it's out the tap.
Imported water. It's a brewery in Buxton. It's going to be Buxton water because it's come from Buxton.
Yeah, but
do you think they get the... Oh, you know what? We'll get water, the water delivery from Saudi Arabia.
But the water's very crucial in the bloody drink, you bellend. I'm now trying to fight with a can as our pairing is...
Can you not say that?
No,
Tesco guava halves in syrup. I've never had guava. This is probably going to be minging in it. Why do we pair it with food? Like, I can't eat anymore. I really can't eat. That looks very questionable.
It's a testicle.
Well, just cut it in half. Don't take a full half guava. It's going to spill everywhere.
Should I take one for the team?
Yeah. What? I mean, you'll probably like it. It looks Batman fruity.
It looks like a testicle. Come on. Look at the cum
It does look very, very interesting in terms of... I've got syrup all over my hands now. That face doesn't look impressed.
Well, you know, tinned fruit always tastes awful anyway. Well, that just tastes like awful tinned fruit. It's like pear. That looks like a testicle. I don't know, it's the inside of a testicle. There's little spermies.
What is guava? Why is it pink? The picture doesn't show it as pink. They just injected colour in it.
I don't think you need to eat that.
No, do you not think I'd like it either?
Wait a minute. I've got a bloody... It's stuck in my teeth. No. I wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't pair well with this food. We got it wrong.
I'm going to have to take a little taste. It doesn't look like apples on here. That is an apple. That does look nothing like this.
No, you'll have to go to the indoor market and get a proper one for next...
No, that doesn't look... No.
Do you like pears?
They're all right.
It tastes that sort of nice. I suspect the proper fruit will be a lot nicer than that.
That looks a lot more appetising.
Than a testicle.
Than a pink... It just looks slimy.
We should have got the fruit salad instead.
If you've got a particular tinned fruit that you like, you could tweet us or Facebook us at Formal Sharky Stuff.
You're going to have to wipe this table as well because there's syrup all over the place.
Syrup. And we would like to know what your favourite tinned fruit is.
But that looks... How come that picture looks nothing like what's in that tin? There's nothing like the picture on the side of the tin. Have Tesco done to their guava?
Tweet,
like, none of them are yellow. Dear me.
We're not very good at this whole hosting a show, are we?
I don't care. I'm having fun.
Yes. Girls just wanna have the fun.
We didn't put the previous thing on there, yeah.
Yeah, but I wrote the score down.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, it's here.
So we'll not forget.
So we'll not forget it. I wrote it down.
58.
So, right, to this.
Oh, I'd say excellent. 71, 72.
I would go for my favourite number.
69.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on then.
So she'll say 69.
Yeah.
It should get an award because it's got 69. You know, to me, I'd be more happy to get the number 69 than I would a higher number, personally.
Yeah, because 71s don't sound like they're very pleasant.
Yeah.
But, no, I think if you see this, buy it. I don't know if it's worth the full £4 a bottle.
Was that how much it was?
£3.99.
I think because...
Whereas the one that's 72?
Yeah, that was one of them from Electric Bay, I think.
Yeah. They're a little bit cheaper.
Mm.
And to me, I think price comes into it in terms of if you drink
it. I think if you're going to have one beer on the night... And you think, right, I'm going to have next one beer, I'm going to drink it all night, I'm going to read. You could do that with that beer. It's got that taste where you could have a little sip, you could read all night.
What's number 70? Another Electric Bear, the cherry. Oh, that cherry blackout was really nice as well.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely close to them. Definitely, you know, tasty.
You'll just mention them as much as possible because...
Well, no.
Because we had a bit of a tweet to them.
No, but I think it's close. But you're right, they're not. It's not quite as good.
I think it just doesn't have that one extra layer of flavour that I would want. And it's a good example of this sort of beer.
Yeah.
But...
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Should we... We're just rambling now. Should we get onto a roundup?
A roundup.
Woody's roundup.
You called it Woody's Roundup. We don't have anything called Woody here.
Yeah, but it's off Toy Story. Toy Story's great. We could call it the Sum Up instead of the Roundup.
Yeah, but you can't do maths. You know, so the Sum Up's useless.
We do need to call it something. Oh, yeah. Because we don't call it Roundup.
I don't like the term Roundup.
No. And I'll sing Woody's Roundup every time we say it.
Yeah. Can we just call it the end?
This is the end.
This is the end.
My friend, the end. I've just killed the Doors. He's already dead, isn't he?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm making that up.
I watched a movie where he died.
Well, he must be dead in real life then.
Him off Nirvana, he's dead.
What? The one that was in Foo Fighters?
Don't kill him off.
He's dead.
That'll now go around the internet.
You heard it here first, Dave.
Has it not already gone round that he's dead?
Yeah, a couple of times. It went round that the band was breaking up, so they sent out a handful of videos which made it look like they were breaking up, and then they put it at the end, they weren't breaking up, because they don't like rumours like that.
Well, just
they must have spent a lot of money on these videos as well, because they were quite high quality.
But that's it. If you've got loads of money, imagine if we had money and the japes we would get up to.
The japes. You'd call them a jape, would you?
Some people would call them borderline illegal.
Why? Would you be crossing into other countries without a passport?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yes.
Homemade ones.
Homemade passports.
It's alright, me mammy says we can.
Got a letter from my mum.
Yeah. That's why I don't have my PE kit today.
I've got a verruca.
Yeah.
Do you get verrucas anymore?
Well, I don't know if I have.
Or are they a thing of the past?
No, they only do it if you go to the swimming baths.
Well, I haven't been to the swimming
baths. If you go to a swimming bath with a verruca sock, you get a verruca. That's what they're there for. Catch verrucas.
I don't want to go for the verruca sock.
Oh, dirty women.
You get verrucas from dirty women.
Yes. I slept with a woman and got a verruca. No, that sounded like a...
You slept with a woman and got a verruca?
No, I was just saying it as an example. I have never... I'm not a verruca since I was a child.
All two verrucas you got off women, did you? Oh dear. The two times you got sex, you got verrucas.
You know, I got nasty. What was it? Verrucas. That would be good. No, it wouldn't be good, but I've never got a verruca off a dirty woman. I have not had sex with that lady. Or whatever the quote is.
So when you found verrucas, what did you get them from?
Putting a verruca sock on.
So why did you put a verruca sock to get a verruca?
I don't know. It was just the craze back in the 90s.
If anybody's had a verruca recently, please email in at sharks@formalshark.co.uk. I just want to know your experience. I thought there were a thing of
can
the
we
past.
Can we have one other email address?
What? Verruca Watch?
So we have sharks. Mm-hmm. And we also have pissheads at.
Well, we can make pissheads.
So people can be sharks if they want to be.
Uh-huh.
But then if they're hardcore pissheads, or beer freaks.
Beer freaks.
Yeah.
Oh, cart.
It just went past.
Yeah. It was a grey, dark grey, dark blue cart.
What's that in case of some mugging in this area?
Yeah. Well, the police might be able to use it as evidence.
Imagine this going out in court.
They'd just be like, well, car was alright, but Phil's going to go to prison and Bob's going to go to prison.
Because they've been giving women verrucas.
Yeah. You've been giving women verrucas. You've been going around and just like, but you've got, sticking your verruca on.
You've
got
to put a prophylactic on. Always be protected. Put your sock on. I'm protected for this sex now.
So if anybody's...
I think I'm finding this funnier than anybody else. Because it's not that funny.
So you've gave all the women you've had sex with a verruca.
I've given nobody.
So basically you get verrucas from dirty men.
I've never given anybody.
No, you said you gave people verrucas before.
I was giving a silly example.
An example.
Yes.
A metaphor.
Yes.
Okay.
But I didn't lie about it because I told the people that it wasn't true. It wasn't one of these people.
Allegedly. Use the word allegedly. That gets past anything. The Daily Mail know about that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I didn't allegedly hack Millie Dowler's phone or whatever. You know, that's perfectly fine.
This is kind of
either that or they just sucked off the Prime Minister or something like that.
Maybe he's given him a pig. Well, no, it was...
wrapped his knob in bacon.
Yeah, and then the guy looking into press ethics happens to not have some dirt printed on him.
Not dirt printed on him.
That one that shagged a prostitute.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day. I was just like, so what? He shagged a prostitute.
Yeah, but the only reason it wasn't in the papers was because he's in charge of the stuff to do with Leveston.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, but everybody doesn't want this in. Yeah, we don't, but we want it in. We don't want it. Everybody, somebody's had sex with this person.
Yeah.
Not just for one person, you hypocritical bell ends.
If you have sex with a prostitute, can I put it on Facebook and the news and stuff?
Well, I'm not going to have sex with a prostitute.
Hey, you say that now.
Well, I'm not knowingly going to have sex with a prostitute.
Okay, thank you. That's probably better. I mean, it's your track record. You might get a verruca or something.
Anyway, I think we need to go now.
We're going to do a roundup.
Yeah, can we do it quickly?
Okay, today's beers were... another one.
I need a poo.
I had one on the other podcast.
Well, it's poo o'clock.
Badger Tanglefoot.
Does it have a verruca on its foot?
It's not got a verruca on its foot. Vocation Brewery, Heart and Soul, and Buxton Brewery's Trippel.
A new thing I want to bring in, I might have told you about it. Which is the winner of this week? We're going to have a winner this of the week. Mainly for Twitter, so one of them thinks they're good and might retweet us. But...
Well, presumably they figure out the winner if they listen to it. Yeah, because it's the one with the highest rating.
No, because we might give it a winner just because we're fancy giving one for a different reason.
Okay.
You know, it could have it be a different pitcher, but this week it's clearly...
It's Tripel.
It's Tripel. So that is the winner of this week.
This
podcast. We don't know if they're going to be weekly, monthly, yearly,
centuries. Because we just do as many as we can feel like in one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you can see the quality either going up or down, depending...
On your views.
On your views of things.
Yeah, and how much we've had to drink.
Yeah. Anyway, tatty bye, and I'll have a poo, and you'll hear about it in the next podcast.
Hopefully.
Because then they'll be all like,
yay, I remember that from the previous podcast.
Yes, aren't we cool? We get little nuggets of information about his bowels.
Oh, it's got a stink in it.
I don't know. Anyway, toodle pip.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.